bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talkin' Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where you rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And I'm laughing because once again, Randy threw to us super fast without warning and just started playing the theme song.
You're so good at it though, Rob. You come right in.
We're pros.
Yeah, he just has that line memorized. And we went downtown to a Rochester wing classic. We went to the Richmond.
We did.
A storied history down there for wings.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they were one of the top mentioned like classic places to me when I arrived in Rochester.
Wasn't it owned by one of your buddies?
Yeah, Mike 25 and a few other guys might have owned it.
But wasn't it the oldest bar in Rochester at one time or something?
Maybe.
Longest running, maybe. But I know that Dickie's is like the old, like has...
Still running?
Literally, you could see troughs, like pee troughs, beneath the bar. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? The troughs are still there. It's like back in the day when you'd go there, you'd just like pee straight down these little troughs. What's up?
You get your ice out of it behind the bar? Is that where they store their ice?
No, it's like where you sit at the bar.
Oh, really?
You just pee directly into the ground. It's like a little...
Yeah, that's crazy. I've been there. I don't even remember seeing it.
No, you cannot still do that.
Okay. Those were the days when you could just pee at bars.
Bring it back.
It's fine.
Anyways, we'll get to that after
the cookie report.
My new segment that Rob has commandeered this evening, the cookie report. So Rob has in front of him the loudest package of cookies I've ever heard.
Behind the scenes cookies.
It's a new Oreo celebrity variant. Tell us
about
it.
Is that what BTS stands for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so these are...
It's a K-pop band.
Yeah, but it's also... Yeah, the K-pop band.
Yep, also a K-pop band.
Okay, why... Well, okay.
I can't tell if he's... What anything he said is real.
I'm assuming it's not what it means for the K-pop band.
Okay, yeah, no, because it's a K-pop band. Anyways...
But it does mean behind the scenes and like...
In what?
In shows.
Okay.
And other things.
So you're telling us BTS... is a possible acronym for behind
definite
the scenes.
Definite acronym, because I've seen it before.
Well, yeah, anything can be an acronym if it has the correct letters.
No, I mean they use it as BTS, like behind the scenes.
Okay, so we're looking at these. The wafers are purple in color. It says Oreo on one side, and one can imagine these two trapezoids are the logo for BTS. I suppose...
Now, they are all different, or mine are different.
I have two trapezoids, and then I have a fingers crossed emoji. These are probably all
behind the scenes
related.
Behind the
Dear
scenes.
Dear BTS Army.
Oreo.
These could be two doors leading to backstage, Randy.
I think
mine has
it.
Words.
What's the other one?
Do you not have words on yours?
I have two different ones.
I have two phrases. I've got every twist.
None of these are near my face, and I can smell maple syrup.
And I've got Dear
strongly.
BTS Army on my other one. I've got messages on mine.
What's the flavor, Rob?
So the flavor is brown sugar pancake. It says brown sugar pancake flavor cream.
Okay.
Is this their favorite thing,
our pancakes? Let's go ahead and twist these apart. There's two different colors creams in here.
Okay.
Oh,
there's a tan and a white. The tan tastes maple.
There's little crunches in it, too.
Yeah, the white side has crunches. Everything kind of tastes the same, even though they're different colors. What about the wafer?
I like the crunches in it.
Vanilla?
Dude, just bite the purple wafer. It tastes like pancake.
Oh.
And then the middle is creamy syrup.
You're right. That's pretty good.
It's really weird that it can taste just like buttered pancake.
I think the designs are very high quality on these.
Yeah, there's little crystalline crumbs in the syrupy, McGriddle-esque.
It really is. They're really good.
This is tremendous. What was the first one that came out? The Post Malone one was really good.
I never had that one.
I didn't try that one either. I heard about it.
And then there was one recently that came out that was not good. It was like horchata flavored. I did not like. Is there a website that lists all these?
There's got to be somewhere.
They're very sweet, but they are very good.
These are amazing, I think.
Yeah, I thought they're excellent.
But this is kind of what the one that I liked tasted like last time. They probably realized it was good.
All right. Well, you know what, guys? It's a win. Go out and buy your Oreo BTS cookies. I got these at Aldi in that weird middle aisle.
Okay, here you go.
Aisle of shame.
Selena Gomez chocolate and cinnamon. That was like the horchata one. I didn't like that. Post Malone swirled salted caramel. That one was awesome. And shortbread. So that's very similar to this. Salted caramel standing in for the syrup and shortbread standing in for the pancake. I like these.
These are good. They're really good.
The crunchies add a lot for me.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's just like sitting in my mouth tasting like the butter and syrup mixed together of a pancake. That bite.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
They're great.
And that's the cookie report, everybody.
That's your cookie report.
I'm going to eat my other cookie soon, probably.
I already ate both mine.
Okay, let's catch up.
Okay.
I got a Broadway report for you.
Go for it.
Yep.
So this was about 2 months before this podcast comes out, but we went to our final show of the year. It was called Suffs. It won a bunch of Tony Awards a couple years ago. It is basically like the story of women's suffrage as told through the eyes of a young suffragist and how she worked with the older community of these women and the younger, and she was represented the younger. And I didn't do all the research of how much of it is true or not. I know several of the characters involved in the story were real. How true to real life, I don't know. But it was great. I enjoyed it. I was with my wife and a bunch of our friends, and I said it was a little derivative of Hamilton in that it's later, but it's kind of a period piece with these big costumes, and there's the main lady who's trying to make a difference, and then there's her three or four sidekicks, just like in Hamilton, and the message of a lot of the songs is very similar. They all got really mad at me because they all thought I was saying like she stole the idea from a man or something. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's similar in a good way. It's why I liked it. It was an excellent show, and it was an original show. It was not like the ones that just have all the songs from Tina Turner's life or whatever. So I loved it. I thought it was great. And that's Randy on the last episode mentioned he went to Chick Magnet. I went to the kind of OG of those places, Chicken Out downtown. Mm-hmm. Christy and I always go there in our last show of the year because the weather is nice and they open the windows. They have really nice little bar specials and stuff. So we met some friends there and we had some dinner and drinks and it was fantastic. It was a great summer night out. One other funny thing I think is my family, we do a bucket list every year for the summer. Everyone gets to pick 5 things. We try not to do all like crazy expensive things, but my son Max, who's like, he's just very curious about the world, and he said he wanted to go to a fancy restaurant. So we said, okay. And I was thinking he's super curious about the internet and stuff, so I was like, I was going to walk him through how to do, like, let's look up restaurants that are good for kids, or let's look up fancy restaurants, or what kind of food do you want? But we started talking about it at dinner that night, and within 3 restaurants, my wife said something like, oh, we could go to Hibachi where they cook in front of you. He's locked in. So there will be no internet research, but like he's so excited. And then I looked at the menu and it's like mushroom soup, steak, shrimp, rice, fried rice, like all these things. I'm just like, he only eats chicken of that whole list. I'm like, and we're just like, whatever, this is what he wants to do. And I think it would be fun, and we would like the food.
Have you ever done Hibachi?
Once, a long time ago.
It's an experience. I think they'll love it.
Right? Oh, for sure.
It's so fun.
But I'm just like, they will eat nothing.
They might eat it because of the experience, like being there with the guy watching them.
Max actually will try everything. Teddy's a little bit more like I used to be when I was a kid.
Our department at work, like for whatever reason, at the end of every year, we would just do Hibachi.
Yeah.
And 1 year, one of our older colleagues got into the wrong minivan after Hibachi night because it was like an identical minivan, and neither she nor the other owner locked their minivans.
I do that at work all the time because there's so many white SUVs. Like, I just have like a small SUV.
A girl I work with has the exact same car as mine, and I frequently try to get into her car.
Hitting the button, like, what is it?
Oh, probably like, oh, there's like a dent. What's going on with
this? There's no weird science fiction books in this car. That's crazy.
There aren't wet gym clothes hanging up in the back seat. Strange.
This got me thinking about how fun it would be for like one of our birthdays or something. Have you seen that you can get people to do hibachi at your house now? They like bring a Blackstone.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
And you all sit in like the garage
or in your backyard
if the weather's nice, and you do hibachi at home. I'm like, that sounds so fun.
Awesome idea.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
And you like you just put up like your tailgating tables around it.
Yeah.
And you all sit with your friends, and that's a great
idea.
All right, that's it for me. I'm going to push my mic away and eat this cookie because I loved it.
Okay, so I've got, for my catch-up, one is a gym-related catch-up. It was kind of just a funny story that happened the other day at the gym. So I was doing leg extensions in the little machine area, and there's a machine that you could use like kind of like to do your chest. It's almost like a pec deck, but you could also do like the back of your shoulders, your rear delts, depending on how you have like the machine all clipped in. And so I'm across from, they have the exact same machine. There's two of them side by side. And this a little bit older woman is like on the one machine, she's doing shoulders, and there's a guy next to her. He's doing the chest part of it, but it's the same machine. And so she's like, hey, you know, can I work in when you get a break in your sets? And then he's like, yeah, okay. And then there's like a pause, and I'm just kind of like overhearing the conversation. I'm like, you know, that's just the same machine. You could just like change it a little bit and it just like move the clips. It's the exact same machine. Like, you don't have to work in with this guy. And she's like, oh my God. So she got a laugh. We all got a laugh. It was a little fun moment at the gym, a positive connection.
Instead of you yelling at everyone?
Yeah, I helped solve a problem at the gym. There's also the problem of the water fountain situation that I fixed, but. And then the better catch-up story was that these guys are...
We just lost a candle in Rob's chandelier here.
My chandelier has weird wiring. The lights turn on, they turn off.
Get your butler out here to relight this candle.
I don't like this chandelier. Okay, anyways, the other story was that I went hiking in the Adirondacks a few weeks ago, and we stayed at the John Brooks Lodge. And the cool thing about this lodge is... it's like 3.5 miles from the garden lot, they call it. And the garden lot is pretty small. So if you really want to do a hike from the garden lot, you have to get there insanely early or like the night before and sleep in your car. And so the cool thing from the John Brooks Lodge is that there are a lot of different high peaks, Adirondack high peaks, that like start from or really close to the lodge. So we went there, you hike in the 3.5 miles, you bring in your food if you want to cook it for yourself, and then you stay, and it has beds, it has bathrooms, it has running water, there's a full kitchen, like an industrial kitchen. There aren't showers, so like everything is on propane, and the bathroom's nice, but it's kind of like a porta potty, but it's like it's in the building, so you're not like going outside to a porta potty. It's like the nicest porta potty you've ever been in. And then you leave it, and there's, like, running water to wash your hands with. But
I don't understand this place.
It's basically like a big cabin.
Okay.
And so, there's coffee and tea at all times. So, like, you just pop over, you have your coffee and tea. It's included in the cost of the rooms. And if you go a little later in the season, they'll cook all your meals for you. And if you're doing a hike, they'll make your lunch for you to bring up the mountain, too. Which is very cool. And so
it's like a frat house.
It's like a very clean frat house. But there's, you know, your phones aren't going to work out there. You'll get intermittent texts here and there, but really, like, there's no reception. There's no Wi-Fi. In the bedrooms, there are no lights, but there is, like, a light in the main lodge area in the middle. But there's, like, you're just out in the middle of the mountains, basically. And so it was really cool. There's, like, a shout-out, I guess, to the John Brooks Lodge and also just hiking the Adirondacks, but it was...
Sounds like a plug.
It's not really a plug. I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, so it's bad.
Peeve. It's a peeve.
No, actually, this is a very convoluted story because
no.
What I was going to say is
I'm still thinking about the chandelier.
I've had four cookies since he started this.
The cool thing about this place is that you really, you know, I'm constantly scrolling, doom scrolling in my phone, and you know, I'm addicted to looking at stupid crap on my phone. When you're out there, you can't use it. There's literally nothing, and the desire to look at it is just gone. Like, I just...
Because you know it won't work.
Because you know it won't work. So it's just like, in my bunk, I forgot about it, and so I was reading books. And so one of the books that I'm reading right now is part of the series. It's science fiction. It's called the Children of Time series. And the first book involves, I'm just going to say it, spiders in space.
Spoiler.
And so book one has these spiders in space. It's actually a really cool series. Book two, I ordered it online from this online bookseller. I actually ordered two books online. One showed up. It was an audiobook in CD form, which I did not know was going to be the case. I have no CD player or ability to play it. So I sent that back. This one, I'm in my bunk in the Adirondacks. I've got my little headlamp on. I'm in my bunk reading. I open up book two, the sequel to the spider book. And in the inside the crease of the book is like 50 dead spiders. And they just fall into my sleeping bag as I'm trying to read. So that was, and there was like another big dead spider like in a different curse. Page. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this?
And ironically, the second book is not about spiders.
There are still some spiders.
More
octopus.
I heard
more
it's octopus. A special, yeah. Special edition.
So, I, you know what? I don't like Amazon. I don't support it. But, you know, I could have spent another, like, one more dollar or two more dollars to get a brand new copy of this book. I maybe should have gone that route. But
wow, check out Rob loves Amazon.
Check out the John Brooks Lodge. It's cool because you get to shave off 3.5 miles from your hike. You don't have to worry about that little tiny lot. And, oh, the one crazy thing from the story was, so me and my one buddy were in the one bunk room. There were, like, I think 12 beds, and we were the only two there. And there were other people staying on the other side of the lodge. The last morning we wake up, I hear, like, a lot of noise. And I thought it was my friend getting up early to, like, pack his bags. We're going to get a hike. We're going to start super early, like, at daybreak and blah, blah, blah.
It was 8,000 spiders wearing a trench coat.
So I hear all this noise. I think it's my buddy Matt. And I get up to go to the bathroom. My contacts are out. And I look over and there's this. So my contacts are out. I can't exactly see what I'm seeing. But I see this like these two people like spooning under a sleeping bag. They were not there the night before when I went to bed. And I go out into the main area and like there's all this crap just on one of the tables. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And so what ended up happening was these two like high school boys went hiking more than 24 hours before. So like
you never saw them on day one.
We never saw them on day one. They started hiking at like 3 a.m. 2 days before. It was super rainy and cold. They got lost. They were just out there hiking for like beyond 24 hours. Got to the lodge late that next night, like after I had already gone to bed, and they were so cold that they had to like huddle together for warmth because there's no heat in this building, and they're just like wrapped under this blanket, like and almost died.
This is no longer sounding like a plug.
I don't even know what to categorize this at. This is honestly horror almost story. At 10 minutes right now. I'm not exaggerating.
The cookie the report took up at least 6 minutes of that, right?
No. I'm timing from when you started.
It was crazy. And so they woke up and they're like, yeah, we didn't, you know, properly pack or plan this trip. We're like, yeah, no shit. And they're like, they just had
explicit
these like...
Explicit tag ranger.
I don't know how to do that.
I do. I'm not going to do it. They had these crappy little ponchos. I'm like, it was pouring rain. It was super muddy. It was insanely cold. And you guys were just out there. They're like wearing like cotton, so it wasn't even like stuff that like wicks or dries quickly. I'm like,
yeah, we all know that.
Well, then you got to still go like almost 4 miles back to your car. Like they weren't like home free. I'm like, oh my god, these guys, idiots. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. So check it out. It's a cool place.
It's not a plug. It's not a plug. No, the place is fine. Just plan a normal hike like a normal person.
That started with the gym story, didn't it?
Those were two separate
catch-ups.
It was so long ago, it's hard to remember.
I remembered and forgot my catch-up like three times in between all that.
Okay, do you remember it now?
I do remember it.
Randy's
now.
Like, I had these chicken tenders. They were
let's
good.
Go on to let's move on to the Richmond. I'll make this one very quick. Have you guys ever been to Rehouse? It's off of Ridge Road.
I'm familiar.
You been there?
Yes.
So I stopped in there because they had a 70% off everything sale because they were going out of business a week after.
Oh, no.
Oh, did we recently review them?
So I went in just seeing if there's anything in there, you know, to buy for a house or whatever. And I'm walking around. There's a table with all this old stuff on it. And I start looking through and I'm thinking back to the antique shows. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll find something. Like, you know, that I could sell online. Not that I've sold anything ever online. I don't even really know how to do it. I know there's eBay and that's about it. And I came across like a book. It was like a planner and it was done in pencil from 1905. Those were the filled out years in it. And it was like an old school, one schoolhouse like planner that somebody had filled out from then. If it's real, I was like, oh, okay, so that's like a couple bucks, I'll buy that, see if I can sell it. And then there was another thing.
It's like an interesting item at the place where you get discounted cabinets and tiles.
It's in, have you been in there?
No.
It's insane. They have everything in there, right, Rob? I mean, it's
old journals.
It's where I actually where I get all of my really old journals from the early 1900s.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. I downloaded an app called Antique Snap so that it would tell you the...
I love this new hobby for
you. The price of things. Oh, the hobby.
You have so many other things to worry about right now.
I really thought it was going to be a new hobby. And and the two things I bought, I'm like, I don't even know how to sell these things. The other one is, now I'm interested to know if Rob knows what this is. It seems like a Rob thing. An antique Mauchlineware wooden case.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
An AML WWC?
You put like documents or scrolls in it or something?
I was trying to figure it out, what you put in it, but look how much it's worth.
Whoa, so look at
like
that.
80 to 150. So I bought that.
How much did it cost you?
80 to 150. No, it was...
$89.
It was like $3.
Love it.
But now I don't know what to do with them now. So they're just sitting like... They're just more crap I have. But it sounds like a fun
hobby. Confusing ketchup story.
I had a tile
issue. It was going to be
at least yours was short.
Oh, and then I went hiking.
I found these two boys huddled in the corner of Rehouse.
They're $8.
Freezing.
No, that's it. That's my story.
Okay.
Would you like to do another ketchup to follow this?
Oh, man. Okay, so the Richmond.
Yeah, well, hold on. Andy shared his ketchup. My whole story was 10 minutes long.
I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't short.
I wouldn't argue.
I'll look it up for the next pod. Cliffhanger. I'll let you know on the next pod.
Here's what I do. If I feel like I go long, which is often during the ketchup, I then, whatever's left on my list, I say I'm going to revisit that at plugs and keep it short.
Nice, good splitting it up.
Next time.
So following up with the Richmond.
You just had a segue, nothing to say?
It's going to be a follow-up.
So the Richmond has been purchased by the brewery Mortalis, and so it's kind of, if you haven't been there, it's a cool bar. It's very narrow.
Mortalis was like the one that was doing all the drops during COVID that has like super long lines, right? They were like the hottest place for a couple of years.
So real quick, Mortalis, I know I told Rob, I don't know if I told you, one of my coworkers works there, and he says it's the best place in the world for sours. So people come from all over the world and they'll bring like super expensive bottles of liquor that you can't get anywhere else or other types of beers, and they'll trade it for Mortalis beers because I guess they love them so much.
Why don't they just buy them with money?
Because Mortalis does like these restricted drops, or like they only make a certain amount of the batch of them or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Rob.
Okay, it still doesn't make sense to me.
I asked the same question.
Just get in line like everybody else.
So it was a good question.
They only barter. okay. Anyways, it's a cool bar, very like narrow. There's a cool upstairs area. I would highly recommend the bar. And so Doughboys, who is now at Sager...
They were there for what, like 4 years?
Yeah, they started there. Or I mean, I don't know where they started.
I think they were like a pop-up shop first.
Yeah, and so they were doing the food there. They're doing like the wood-fired pizzas. They're doing the wings. And so friend of the show, Pat, loves... He loved the Doughboys wings when they were there. He loves the Richmond wings. A lot of people do love the wings.
They were known for wings before Doughboys, too.
Yes.
Very well known for really good wings. I had been
there back
for
when
those.
Your friend owned it, right? It was like a wing spot, right, Randy?
They were excellent.
Yes, and I had heard they had good garbage plates there too.
I went during Doughboys and had wings there, and they were incredible. Doughboys now, we reviewed it, they just do a different kind of wing. It's a lot of like dry rubs with drizzles and stuff, so they're super crispy and stuff. I loved their Richmond wings. They were super saucy. They basically used the Richmond sauce and cooked their own really, really good wings and added like some higher end ingredients like the parm, and their buffalo parm wings was so good. So there's been a lot of good rich wing history. I guess they probably just have their in-house team that does the food now.
Yeah.
I just saw a video where a guy reviewed a garbage plate there and said it was incredible. I've had good food experiences there through the years. The wing experience we had the other night was not ideal, IMO, in my opinion.
Is that like BTS?
That is. It's an abbreviation for anything that starts with IMO.
It's a K-pop band too, I think.
That's true. So we got their buffalo wings, like medium,
mm-hmm.
garlic parm, and Richmond flavor, which I think is sort of like
golden barbecue.
Yeah, it's like a sweet and sour meets golden barbecue variant.
Yeah, I put Cattleman's Gold with a slightly tangy, mustardy flavor.
Yeah.
And then I wrote Debit, a familiar taste. I don't know what that means, but probably a typo.
For Father's Day, I received a gigantic bottle of Cattleman's Gold and an alarm clock that looks like the sun when it turns on from my family.
Those are pretty expensive. I've got one of those, and now I looked up the price recently on my antique finder, and it's $80 to $120.
On Antique Swap, your new app?
From Rehouse?
Yeah.
What do you mean it looks like the sun?
As a half hour before your alarm goes off, it's a big, huge circle like a lamp, and just gets brighter and brighter. Because we're doing the time switch next year at work, and instead of being at work at 8:25, I have to be there at 7:15. So we're doing the high school elementary switch.
Wow.
So the high schoolers can sleep in, which is like what the science says is better for them. Webster did it. But it's just going to be a huge lifestyle change for me, who is not good at getting up in the morning. So I've been talking about this idea, and my wife got it for me. And I tried it out at the end of the year for school, and it works great. I really like it. And I have like it set to birds tweeting, and then I also am going to set my phone alarm for like a little after that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to see if that'll help.
I could definitely coach you on waking up really early if you want.
And lights, don't you have that?
I mean, I know how to do it. I just don't like it.
I do have that same style of alarm. Yeah. I haven't used it in that fashion in a while, but maybe I should go back to it.
I think I'm going to need it just because it's. Yeah. Once, like, in June and stuff, I'm, like, fine getting up for work. I'm, like, a bear or something. Like, when the sun's up, I'm, like, I'm good. But I'm going to be getting up at, like, 5:45 now, which is going to be intense.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. I also got a huge bottle of Cattleman's Gold, which brings us back to the Richmond. So, should we talk about these wings?
I'll start with positive. I said the sauces were good. I thought that they were good. The buffalo is good, not hot, though. Garlic parm, I said, was interesting. I had some kind of shredded cheese on top of it, which I thought was kind of nice.
What, parm?
Yep.
Some sort of cheese and the garlic parm. Hard to identify.
I really wrote some kind of shredded cheese.
Yeah, that'd be parm.
And then, we already talked about the Richmond one. But I didn't think the sauces were bad.
Bucatini bolognese. Randy struggles with
If you could have guessed
Italian.
What he was going to say, were you going to guess
No, I was never going to guess that.
You could see like the little
wheels
like
turning
rainbow wheel spinning like a friggin' MacBook in my head there for 4 seconds.
I thought the garlic parm, I said definitely like there's like definite coating. I said a bit of lemon, tons of shredded Parmesan. But I also said it needed a little salt. Parmesan's a salty cheese, but I think I thought it still could use a little bit more.
Yeah, all the wings were served on these little ceramic plates, and they were just kind of like spread out. I think we have pictures of them. There's like six wings to an order too. So it just they were spread out. The plates were probably cold. Like it just they didn't retain heat. They got cold fast. I all the wing sauces got a little tacky to the touch. This one kind of felt like salad dressing to me in a way. And the parm was soft, like cheap parm, as opposed to like the kind with a little crystallization in it, which, whatever. I know they don't have to go buy the fanciest Parmesan cheese in the world. This felt like the kind of Parmesan cheese that comes in a salad kit. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't agree. I hear what you're saying as far as like the crystallization. I think once you take even that kind of Parmesan and actually put it through like a fine, like a rasp grater or something like that, I think you're not going to notice the crunchiness because I think it kind of breaks
that up.
I didn't
even notice the flavor either.
Yeah, it wasn't strong. And even the medium wasn't, I said it was mellow, but not noteworthy, not a ton of flavor.
I said there was a lot of parm, but not a super sharp flavor to me.
So. I would agree. Okay.
It also, the start of my review says, the same meat thing, which I looked up in my review of all of them. It's not meaty tasting, but there was a strange taste to the meat. It wasn't even really bad. It was just like almost like
the texture of the meat was different.
Yeah, like it tasted like they were like it just tasted like chickeny in a not a good way or a bad way. Like almost like they were like frozen.
My prediction was that they partially cooked it and then froze them. And then cook them the rest of the way.
Even if it's not good or bad, if you just keep noticing it, though, it stands out as opposed to like the flavor. It wasn't great.
When they were hot, I didn't notice as much. Because initially I said, oh, they're well cooked. And then as they cooled down, the texture of the chicken became more apparent and just off-putting.
So here's what I'm thinking. So Pat, Superfan Pat, loves these wings. Absolutely loves them. I can't imagine that he is eating the same wings that we had because I have the same taste as him, like at Murph's. Like I get the same flavors as him, and I love it. So I'm thinking we might have gotten a bad batch. Maybe like you said, Rob, something about
lowest ranked place is Jeremiah's, which we know wings, which was a bad experience.
This to me was worse than Jeremiah's. I just straight up did not like these. Like it was almost like a rubbery kind of.
Yeah.
And it was that when somebody said frozen, I felt like that might have been it. Like almost a freezer burn.
But like I know other places probably have frozen wings.
For sure,
They'd been in there too long or something.
Yeah.
It was something off. I agree the sauces were pretty good, except for the garlic parm. Like the buffalo was a little bit thicker. It almost was like, it wasn't sweet or anything, but it was like barbecue adjacent in that it stuck to the wing. The Richmond I thought had the best sauce, and it was the best one because of that. I wrote down buffalo, honey, mustard, cattleman's adjacent like combination.
Yeah.
The reputation on this place is so where I would go back for sure and try them again. This was not.
We'll make Pat buy them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd also try other food there. Like the wood-fired pizzas are probably delicious.
I want to get the plate.
Yeah, we should do it for a plate episode. And then just get some wings on the side.
Do we still do plates or are we done with plates?
We still do plates.
We're just doing wings.
Ian's in Greece.
Plus, we got to do Shake Shack as of last episode.
And also,
I think we just have like 14 more wing places.
Whiskey River, Elmwood Inn in my apartment. Yeah,
just obviously, we'll bang those out. Maybe we could stretch those into three more episodes.
It is my favorite ongoing thing of me and Rob being together and us, like, somebody talks about a wing place and Rob's like, we should do it for the pod. Like, seriously saying it. I'm like, you can bring it up to Andy because I'm not bringing it up.
Then you text me and I'm like, jeez.
I'm also kind of sick of wings too. Like, we could just go and eat them and have fun. Like,
the good thing is when, like, at the Richmond, there was 18 wings. It was like six wings each. It's not that much.
No. I actually had wings at a place we hadn't had on the list before just last week at Lucky's on Winton, and they were interesting. I would not recommend that we go there for the pod. I know we're probably wrapping up wings today.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky's was interesting. They had like it was almost like they did a dry rub and then would toss them in sauce, and the person I was with didn't want the sauce, so we got them on the side. And the dry rub had almost like a curry-ish flavor to it. And the medium sauce was great, but it had kick.
Look
like
at him sliding in another wing place, too.
No, I'm not saying.
We should do, after this, This is really, we should wrap up the Richmond before we talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, let's real quick. Okay, Todd, yeah. Do you want to talk about the beers real quick? Because you guys got we all
what,
got
what
some
What did
crazy
we get
beers.
Was crazy. It was like a strawberry shortcake. There was sour or something.
I do not. I didn't make
it was
any
crazy.
Of that, yeah.
There was the Hydra. Is that what you guys got? Banana, strawberry, pineapple.
No, mine was like just a
strawberry
straight up
cream saver swirl.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't have been drinking that with those wings.
It does say it has dairy in it.
Yeah. Do not drink with wings.
But just like, it's just a weird combo. Yeah. Should have just had like a Pilsner.
And I know some people have been critical of that place because they do put dairy and different things. Like, oh, it's not even beer
that
anymore.
Doesn't bother
but like,
me at all.
I think it tastes delicious.
So we did a taste test a few weeks ago, and the guy that I know brought a bunch of the ones. And I'm not even a sour guy. I don't really like them, but these were all. They were all good. Like, they balanced it out really well, I thought.
I think they're great, yeah.
Maybe the best beer I ever drank, and this was the closest thing I've ever had to it, was a strawberry milkshake drink at Fifth Frame. And it's, again, not even resembling beer, but it was just kind of like a dessert beer, and it was so good. And this was the closest I've had to it, but then just eat, like, these weird, meaty, stringy chicken wings that I... Stringy is not the right word.
But. Fifth Frame is like one of my favorite beers I've ever had too. It was like a mango habanero beer.
And are both of their locations open?
Oh, nope. I didn't mean Fifth Frame. I meant to say Swiftwater.
Right?
Fifth Frame
them?
Did close, yeah. They never, so they closed down the one in the city because they had Italian
place.
Restaurants in it now.
Yeah.
They're really good Italian place.
Sagra.
Yeah. And so they closed the city location, opened the one in Ronicoit, and now that is closed. So. Rest in peace. Another place that we tried out the closed, huh?
Yeah. 6.5
oh,
for
shoot.
Me.
What's my lowest so far?
Oh, boy. 7.
What did I get?
Rob's
7?
An easy score. My lowest before that was 7.5. So.
What did I give to 7 to?
Sager and Tryon City.
I gave it a 7? Okay. I got to go 6.5 then.
6.5 with an asterisk, knowing I would go here again, and I've had good experiences here.
And the beer's great.
I'm going to go 4.
Whoa!
I love it.
So I'm sure. Trying to think. I would go lower, but I've had really bad sauces before, and I don't think any of their sauces were that bad. So I got to give them some credit for the sauces. The wings were just... They might have been the worst wings I've ever had. I'm going to be honest. And again, it was to the point of like I felt nauseous.
Well, you
like
said in the
I
last episode, like
out.
It made us
like grossed
not
out
even want to eat wings at the
yeah,
next place.
That's exactly what it was.
But I would go back.
I would go back and try them
because they have a good
they have
track
a great
record.
Reputation. Yeah.
So right. That would be our lowest. Also, their wings are not cheap. I don't. No. It's not on the menu online, but it's you get 6 per order. So
they feel like you said with the plates are trying to go a little more high end on the a little fancier.
Yeah, I said it when we were there. I was like, it felt like they were trying to do an impression of Doughboys, and it just wasn't hitting right. Mm-hmm. But they've had wings before that were good, so it's not like they don't know how to do it. I don't know. It was a bad night.
Yeah, chalk it up to a bad night.
All right, moving on. What did we miss earlier that we need to plug now? Or wait, we're going to talk about what we're going to do. I think we should do a couple of plate episodes, get back to our roots.
Yep.
And then maybe we could keep Whiskey River and those places in mind. And we have this document here. We can jump back into wings at any point, and we can add them to the list. And if we come across any new places...
Yeah, somebody told me that Ian's...
If we come across some new
places... So are we officially doing... plate next?
We don't know. We're okay. Leaving it open. What if we want to do Shake Shack? I've never had
Oh, it. Sorry. Are we officially not doing wings next?
I'm down to take a little break from wings.
We don't have to, though. Like, okay. If we find ourselves at Whiskey River, we could do an episode.
You guys are just going to have to keep listening to find out what we do next.
That's right. Sounds like Randy's trying to end the episode.
Stupid mic is
killing
me.
What is wrong? It's a mic inside a steel-cut oats container like
it?
Most
what's,
studios
yeah,
have.
What's your problem?
Nothing. Let's keep going.
Okay, we need to just get a new mic stand for
nothing.
That thing. Or just get
we need to
new
get
mics.
Like those Bluetooth mics where it don't have any of this.
But we can't use this thing. Okay, that'll be our other podcast where we talk about
Let's wrap up what we're going to do next. Sound then we'll talk podcast. About text. We'll okay. get mullet on.
I like it. We'll do a couple plate apps. Ian's in Greece. Somebody recommended to me for plates. And there have been a couple other places that have popped up that I was like, oh, we should check those out.
You do the Richmond Redemption Arc.
Yeah.
Doughboys does plates.
Oh.
At Sager.
Oh, yes.
You do that.
Yep.
I like it.
All right. How about some...
Peeves and plugs?
Peeves and plugs. I'm ready. House of the Dragon is back on HBO. I didn't even really love it the first season or first two. I don't know where we are.
It's the third season, right?
Is it season two or three?
Three.
And I love it. I'm back. I'm back in Westeros. The whole like first season was like setting stuff up, and now we're just like... It's just dragons everywhere, and they're just fighting like crazy.
I got started again.
I'm into it. I like it. Randy picked up some pizza before an episode earlier from Guida's, and I've mentioned this before. They have one of my favorite sauces for dunking stuff in. Their house buffalo. It's not like an orange sauce. It's like Mark's wing sauce. It's like barbecue-based, but they make it spicy and a little sweet. Tremendous. We had some of that. And I went on Father's Day. It's become a tradition in our family where we go to Buffalo and we walk around places in Buffalo, places where I grew up, places where I lived. This year we went downtown. We walked around Canal Side. We walked by those big ships where Rob probably slept as a Boy Scout.
I did, and we watched Top Gun, and it was so fun.
That sounds very fun.
We just talked about this, didn't we?
We did.
But my son wants to tour it now, and I'm like, okay, we'll come back. And we went to a new place that's been getting a lot of buzz in Buffalo for wings. So apparently, I'm not actually sick of good wings. It's called Beltline Brewery. Some of the best wings I've had. They had a hot barbecue flavor that wasn't even really hot. But it was the most delicious barbecue sauce I've had. And all of their wing sauces, we tried like three of them, had like they like stuck to the wings really well. And they all had little, like, bits and pieces of stuff in them. So, like, the barbecue had, like, these big spices in there and these little bits of stuff. Same with the hot. There was, like, chunks of, like, cheese in there. Like, I don't, it was great. All the wings were perfectly cooked. All of them were sauced really well. And they all tasted great. They also had super thick-cut, fresh-cut fries. Like, the kind you put, like, vinegar on. And, like, they're really dark. Mm-hmm. They fry them twice, probably.
Those. Yeah.
It was awesome. The beer was good. The food was great. I loved it. I would highly recommend it. It's a top 10 wing place in Buffalo for sure.
Okay.
Beltline Brewery, downtown.
Beltline Brewery. Laurel and I were thinking about taking a quick trip up to Buffalo just to get out of town and not go too far, obviously.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll try to hit that up.
Yeah, their food was good.
I'm going to do an interesting plug. I'm going to plug us.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody who's never listened to the podcast, and we were talking about plates and where he usually goes, and I was like, well, where's your favorite couple of places? He's like, I really like Spencerport Hots. He had a bad experience there with some type of service, so he actually wasn't.
I remember that liking being at that place.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't like the service, though. I was like, that's crazy. That's one of our top places. And then I was like, and our other one. And he's like, actually, my other favorite one is Parenton Hots. He's like, that's like my favorite place. I was like, we know what we're talking about. I think we really do. So that's it.
So shout out.
Shout out to us. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened at the gym this week, Rob?
I got a couple things. one peeve is I work in a school. There's not a gym one. There's the next two are going to be. And... You know, kids will oftentimes be wearing Bills gear. And, you know, anytime you see somebody with a Bills shirt or jacket, you just say, go Bills. You get a go Bills back. I almost never get a go Bills back at school when I say go Bills to a kid. And I'm like, come on, parents. Raise your kids right.
Yeah.
Tell them to say go Bills.
Number one problem in schools these days.
It's my number one problem right now. And so, yeah, kids don't say go Bills when they're wearing Bills gear. That's a major issue. This is a classic gym peeve. When you take some dumbbells, you go to put them back, and then all of a sudden you realize somebody puts the 40s in the 55-pound slot. And I'm like, guys,
the worst.
there are numbers here. So then I got to put my weights down. I got to take the 40s. I got to put them back where the 40s are supposed to be. Randy?
Even worse is when they put the 55 pounds in the 40 spot.
Oh.
And you can't lift the 55 pounds to get them out of the 40 spot.
It's the worst. So
I'm with you, Rob.
That happened to me recently and obviously ticked me off. And then my other peeve is that I had somebody take one of my machines when I was working out in a dream recently. So not only...
So we've hit a new low with dreams. I'm going with peeve is when people talk about
dreams.
We've
hit a new low with the podcast. He's telling us about his dreams.
Yeah.
Well, my dream... I literally had a dream. I had a gym peeve in a dream. So that was obviously a sign that I need to chill it out in the gym. Did make some new friends this week at the gym, though. So, hey, you know what?
Maybe you were incepted.
I could have been incepted, but I did make some new friends. So positives at the gym. Things are going well. And I got a couple plugs. My first plug is the very glass that Randy and I are drinking out of. These are double-walled glasses by Bodum, B-O-D-U-M, the Pavina glasses, P-A-V-I-N-A. And this is not a sponsored plug. They're just really great for drinking coffee out of. They're great for drinking cold drinks out of.
Do you think we should clarify that our Richmond review wasn't sponsored?
I don't think we need to do that, Andy, actually. These glasses are great. Like I had them a long time ago, and then Costco sold a version that has like handles, and I don't like, they're not like rounded like these other ones. That the handleless ones are much better. And yeah, I got a couple like little espresso ones, and I got a couple of these slightly bigger ones. They're great. They're just like fun to drink out of. They make it just, they're the best. And they keep your coffee really hot. The Randy, best is drinking coffee.
Randy's
out of them.
Having a blast over there drinking out of that cup. He's having fun.
Are they great?
I've never seen him smile so much.
Are they great?
I would say they're excellent, actually.
Randy's neck, he's hunched over that steel cutouts bin.
I'm so uncomfortable.
We need to get new mics, okay? We're going to get new mics. I think Andy's sounds the best.
Thank you very much.
And then my other plug is. So Ted Lasso, I kind of turned my back on it in season 3. And just this week, I was like, you know what? I got to get back on the Lasso train.
I also didn't finish season 3.
You know what?
I wouldn't say I turned my back on it.
I turned my back on it. And I would say that it surprised me. And I did end up really loving it. I do also hate the character Ted Lasso. He is... to me, so obnoxious, his stupid little sayings. He's my least favorite character on the show, but overall, season 3 was very good. Heartwarming, as always.
Be curious. Not judgmental.
Believe, Rob, believe.
Oh, my God, I hate that guy.
Did your Danny is actually a soccer player now?
Was he not before?
Danny Rojas?
Like, he's on a team. Yeah, he got onto an actual soccer team.
But he must have played soccer before the show.
I mean, yes, but now he's
just picked it up.
you made it seem like, oh, he's a soccer player now. He got into soccer through this show he was on.
No, that's how it happened.
But he must have played soccer like as a kid.
Okay,
we got to read.
Are you saying he does like rec soccer?
No, he does like rec hockey. Professional soccer now. Like he actually is on a professional soccer team.
I have a feeling he knew how to play soccer before, right?
Okay, fair enough.
You said that okay as if you didn't.
It was news. It actually showed up as breaking news.
Anyone else have any other peeves or plugs?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Besides
you know what?
This peeve that you guys are having right now?
So stay tuned, folks. Mutual we're going to go back to some plate episodes and then maybe some burger episodes. Maybe try out some, go into a 3-year burger stint. Anything to add, guys?
No comment on theme episodes.
Okay. So, until next time, keep eating K-pop themed Oreos and eating wings
behind the scenes.